Chapter 88. Robin and Ron walked up to the corner to buy a Christmas tree. The holidays had drained their pockets, and they weren't sure that they would have enough. Ron had a surprise. He had an extra 20 that he hadn't mentioned to her. When they got to the tree stand, he picked out a perfect tree and said, "What about this one?" He could see the sparkles in her eyes, and then the doubt crept along her face. "I don't think we can afford this one." Ron reached into his pocket and took out the 20. "Yes, we can." "Where'd you get that?" "I was saving it." She reached into his pocket with her small hands and stood on her tiptoes to kiss him. "That's very romantic, Ron." The tree was wrapped, and Ron hoisted the trunk on his shoulder. She followed along, holding the top of the tree. They had no decorations, so they made them out of costume jewelry, cufflinks, popcorn, and greeting cards. They admired their creation, sitting with a glass of wine, smoking a joint. The apartment was theirs now, although they were seldom in it, except to sleep and on some weekends. During the work week, she worked and then went into New York City for her acting classes. When Ron was finished with school and his part-time job delivering drugs for a local pharmacy, he took a train into Manhattan to meet her. After her classes, they had coffee at one of the village bars and then drove home together. Ron loved the pattern and spent lots of evenings walking the streets of the village while he waited for her. But now they were both on Christmas break, and the apartment was warm and bright. "Do you think we'll always be together?" said Ron. "I don't know. Do you think that you could ever pry yourself out of New Jersey?" "It depends. I'd like to." "Where do you want to go?" Robin grinned. "Someplace warm." She cradled her glass of wine and felt the warmth of it mixing with the pot. "Do you know this song?" she began to sing in a soft voice that got louder. Robin sang, "I would die, I would die, I would strangle myself with my tie. If ever you said goodbye, then I'd die." She stopped, and they both laughed. "Maybe that should be our song," said Ron. "You hate ties." Ron laughed. "That's why I'd die." He got up to refill her glass. As she watched him, she said, "You know, you have a really nice ass." Ron felt himself blush, but stood there with his back to her so she could see it. "Two of the gay guys at school were talking to me about it. They asked me if you were bisexual." Now Ron could feel his ears turning red. "What did you say?" Robin grinned mischievously. "I told them that I hadn't found a lot of sex that you didn't like." "Why did you say that?" "Because it's true. You'd fuck me 5 times a day if I let you." Now it was Ron's turn to grin. "Why don't you?" "Because I get sore." "Is that the only reason?" "No." "Tell me why." Robin laughed. "We'd never get anything done. What fun would that be?" "I know. But eventually we'd weaken and we could do things." Her grin had a wicked tinge. "What kind of things?" Her words flicked his switch. He knew what she was asking. They smiled as he paused before invoking their code words. "Other things." He watched her tremble at the sound of it. She had 2 glasses of wine in her and smoked a joint with him. They decorated a Christmas tree with things that were unusual and what they had. Other things meant sex. Robin smiled an impish grin. "I love adventure.